Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations.
It's time for your new business journey. 2 in 5 Americans want to start a business or are already business owners, and they have lots of questions about starting a business. So we're here to answer some of those with our guests today. So the question that I want to ask our guests is, what is the nightmare business scenario that affected you most in your new business journey? I'd like to go to Bob. Bob, welcome to the show. Tell us about your nightmare business scenario.
You know, it's pretty easy for me. And I would say in a nutshell, it's hiring the wrong people. And when you start out as an internet tech startup, you oftentimes have to hire people that have skills you don't have. It turns out most of us are pretty good at hiring people who do things we've done before, that we fully understand the flow of the needs of that job and assignment. But when there are things that we haven't personally done before, it's a little harder to hire the right person.
Finding the right people in the entrepreneurial world to work with is a never-ending quest, right? And when you find somebody that works, you will grab onto that because, you know, finding somebody else may be difficult. Cindy, what is your nightmare business scenario?
I'm going to go with Bob, too, on the same thing about hiring the wrong people. Yeah, I did the same thing. I ended up hiring someone to take care of something for me. I was so excited. I went out and got contracts. I'm going to have this delivered. It's so amazing. Everything's wonderful. Everybody's happy. And it doesn't come out. So then I had to hire someone else. Can't get the money back from the other one. In the midst of this, the person I hired also hired someone else. Deal not getting it done. So I had to double pay to actually get the work done. It was terrible. So that is my nightmare story.
And it always takes twice as long and costs twice as much, right? Abe, what is your nightmare business scenario?
I started Won't Be Silent as a film project in 2018, and we were filming a documentary. It was going beautifully. I raised the funds, we were filming, and COVID happened. It was either going to be the end of this project, or I had to figure out how to salvage what had been such this beautiful experience to that moment. And it's when I decided, since we were all locked down and there was an election coming up, it was like, what better way to say I won't be silent than by voting? And I got very involved in voting rights organizations and took the message and made it relevant. And still to this day.
That's excellent.
Elizabeth?
Well, I was remodeling our podcast studio. That's great, except that has anybody ever had to deal with a city on a remodel of a business? Dealing with the city is, it's a little bit of a nightmare. Maybe it's a small part of a bigger nightmare, but I could tell this story real quick. I went down to pick up the permit and they were open till 4:30, and I got there like at 5 to 4, and they had put in this new regulation in New Jersey. There was a guy arguing with the woman at the desk, trying to figure out how to fulfill what she wanted. By the time I got up there, it was 4:01, and she's like, I'm sorry, our register closes at 4, so we can't take your check and give you the permit today.
I didn't even know they were open until 4:30.
They were open until 4:30. So that was a little tiny nightmare.
There you go. I mean, insofar as my nightmare scenario goes, we had one a couple of years ago. Same stuff that Bob and Cindy were talking about. We were doing a software transition and we had the wrong people, and we had been in business at that point for 17 years. We had all of this data that had to be migrated and it just didn't go right. And the frustrating thing for us was that we couldn't send out our invoices to our clients because the software wasn't working, which meant we weren't getting paid. And so it was a really stressful time for us. When we had started the project, we were told that it would be like upgrading from Windows 10 to Windows 11 because we were just going to a newer version of the software. Well, that wasn't true at all. Everything had to be redone. The whole team had to relearn a whole new software care package. And what I learned from that was before you do anything like that, you really have to do a lot of due diligence and make sure that you know what you're getting yourself into and that you have a very clear project plan.
So that's it for your new business journey. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinators Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.